Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome back. It is Courtney here for your next episode on the Faithfully Confident podcast. What is up today, you guys? I am excited to talk about this topic today because confidence is my jam. It is my jam and I love it. That's why I'm a confidence coach. So today we are on the topic of why desperation doesn't sell your services, but being confident will. Being confident will. Confidence is the key. Confidence is the key to being successful. Confidence is the key to signing that client. Confidence is the key to just success in general. So it's essential to understand the difference between selling from a place of desperation and I want and I need and selling from a place of confidence. Those are two totally different vibes, you guys. And we are going to explore. We're going to explore that today. Sorry, my throat's really dry. I should maybe take a sip of water here. Oh man, I already drank all. Oh no, I have one sip left. Oh, go drink some water, you guys. It's a reminder to drink some water. All right, so when it comes to selling your services, I find desperation like a huge turnoff for clients. Huge turnoff. It's yucky and just, I don't like it. No one likes a desperation. Desperation comes off as needy. It can make you seem less credible. And people want to work with someone who's confident in their abilities and knows that they can deliver those results. But where does that confidence come from? Where does that confidence come from, you guys? It's something that I know we're not born with. It's something that we learn, and it's something that, you know, we develop as we become more confident beings. It's something that we constantly are developing and growing. Like, it's not something where, like, you wake up the next day and you're like, hey, I'm going to be confident today. It doesn't work that way. But as a Christian, I believe that true confidence comes from trusting in God's plan for our lives. We can find this confidence in the Bible and, like, scriptures, for example, Philippians 4:13, which I'm sure all of us have memorized. It's like the key verse that everyone knows. And if you don't know it, that's totally okay. But Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, you guys, all things. This means that we have the confidence in our abilities because God has equipped us and qualified us with the strength to overcome any obstacle. Let me say that again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when we have this kind of confidence when we're selling our services, we are focusing on the value that we bring to the table. We're focusing on how we can help our clients. We're, you know, communicating with our clients that we are the expert and we have the experience. And with, you know, conviction and clarity, we're able to own in on, you know, I am the expert. This is what I do. I am here to help you. This is why I can help you. And this is what I think you need. And it's also having that confidence to know on a soul level that, you know what, this person actually does not need my services, and being able to turn that person away because you aren't desperate to take them on as a client. You aren't desperate to have them in your program and to buy your services, buy your program or whatever it is that you're selling. I'm getting a little mumble jumbled with my words here, but long story short, you don't need them. And you have that confidence to say, hey, you know what? Thank you for your interest in my program, in my coaching, in my mentorship, in my whatever it is that you offer. But I feel that you are either, whatever it is that you feel, maybe they're too advanced for what it is that you're teaching and educating on. Maybe they're just not quite at the level that you feel they need to be in order to do it. Like, you need to have that confidence and that conviction to say, hey, like, I don't want to take your money. You can spend your money elsewhere on something that will actually benefit you and where you are in your life right now. You need to have that confidence to be able to just speak your truth without going like, oh man, I should have just signed them on. I should have taken them on. I should have, I should have, I should have. I really needed that money. I should have, I should have. But when we have that confidence and that full faith in God and we've fully surrendered to Him, we know that there's always going to be more clients. There's always going to be more sales. And it's okay to have that confidence and that conviction to turn someone away so that we can, make room for someone who is ready, who does need it. And in contrast to that, selling from a place of desperation, it leads to really poor decision making. I don't know about you, but the first client I ever took on was awful. It was so bad. It was the worst experience ever. And I will tell you with full clarity and authenticity that I hated working with her. It was not fun. And everything that could go wrong did go wrong, even to the point of her going to PayPal and saying, hey, I did not receive the services as expected. Please bring me my money back. Like, it was just everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And that was because my decision to take her on as a client was from me basically going, hey, I really need this money, and this person is willing to give me their money. So just let me take her money. Like, this was years and years and years ago. Like, I'm way beyond that now. But in that moment, I was selling from a place of desperation. I had a little teensy bit of, intuition going like, don't take her on, don't take her on, don't take on this client, don't take on this client, please don't take on this client. But I was selling from a place of desperation and I needed to make that sale. I was willing to lower my prices and compromise my values to secure the sale. And not only was this, damaging to me as a business owner on so many levels, but it's going to, make it harder to sell services in the future because I dropped down to that level where I knew that this was not something I wanted to do. This was not something that I should have done. But we all learn. We all learn and we all grow. This is why they're called experiences. We learn from them, right? But I knew that I shouldn't have taken them on, but I made that decision out of a place of desperation, of needing the money and needing that client and just needing to see that success. I needed to see that my business could work. I needed to see that I could sign a client. I needed to see that, but I didn't have that trust in the Lord. I didn't have that confidence in myself. I didn't know how powerful and how much your business can grow when you truly start surrendering and you're able to just give Jesus the wheel and go, hey, what I'm doing is not working. Can you please help me? How do I do this? What do you need me to do? Where do you want me to focus? And just being able to let go and fully surrender. But I was not there. I was not in that place yet. But when we are selling from a place of confidence, we can create a positive cycle of success. We deliver on our promises. We build trust with our clients. And naturally, this leads to referrals. It leads to repeat business, and then a business, repeat clients. And that helps us grow our business and achieve our goals faster. Would that not feel a lot better to you than making yucky decisions and, selling from a place of desperation? So how, again, can we cultivate this kind of confidence? One way is focusing on our strengths and our success. What have we, what, you know, what challenges have we overcome when we were trying to achieve our goals? Focus on those. Focus on what you have done, because if you did it once, I will tell you again and again and again that you can do it again. If you did it once, you can do it again. Focus on that. Reinforce your strengths and identify those areas that you are strong in. Identify areas that maybe need more improvement, but focus on those, and that's where you're going to continue to cultivate that kind of confidence because you've done it once and you can do it again. You know, another way to cultivate confidence is to focus on our faith. We, you know, meditate on Isaiah 41:10, which is, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." This scripture reminds us that we're not alone in our endeavors and God is with us every single step of the way. He's never left your side. He's always with you. He sees you, he hears you, and he's here to guide you and lead you. So, really, in conclusion with this episode, you know, selling from a place of desperation doesn't sell your services, but confidence will. As a person of faith, you know, I find this confidence in God's plan for our lives. Focus on your strength and your successes. Seek out feedback from other people. You know, meditate on scripture to cultivate that confidence. When you're selling your services with confidence, you build that trust with your clients and you keep getting those referrals. Like, confidence is, oh, I just love confidence. I love it. I love it. I love it. But when you have that confidence in yourself, you know that you can say yes to a client and no, you can say no to a client. When you have that confidence, you know that if, you know, someone backs out from a sale, that's okay. That's okay because you know what? There's more fish in the sea. There's going to be the next person is going to come when, you know, God is ready for you to have that next person. Like when you have that confidence, you just, oh, it, you have that burning passion within yourself to just know. You know on a soul level that everything's going to be okay. You know on a soul level that you're going to have that profitable business that has, you know, God as a center focus. You know, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. I could seriously talk about this topic for like an hour, but I try to keep these episodes short and sweet, so they're like bite sizes for you guys for, you know, to start your day, start your week. So I'm just going to end that right there because, again, I'm a confidence coach and I could just top it. Confidence in general, I could just babble on and on and on and on and on. Like when you see those posts on Facebook where it's like, you know, if you were to come to blah blah blah, you know, what could you talk about for an hour? And it's like, for an hour? For an hour? You want me to talk about this for an hour? I could talk about this for like 24 hours. Like, give me a Red Bull, let's go. I'm just kidding. I don't drink Red Bull, but that's kind of my point is confidence is my jam and I love talking about it. So that's why, you know, the podcast name, Faithfully Confident. Anyways, Goldfish Brain here. We are going on a tangent, Courtney. So thanks for listening. This was a longer episode again. Thanks for listening. And if you found this helpful or you enjoyed my little tangent and babbles and whatnot, leave a review, share it with your friends, and I will see you around for the next episode. Bye, guys. God bless. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.